Alrighty, welcome to the Dreamcast, where we discuss dreams, what they mean, and everything in between. I am your host, Lincoln Oliphant, and joining me as always, and this time in person, is my co-host, Austin Weaver.
What's up?
This is exciting. We don't normally record in the same space.
It's so weird to do this podcast staring at you in the eyeballs. Like, yeah. It's kind of weird.
Like, I can see you.
It's good.
We'll see if it adds to it or if it detracts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if I just get lost in your eyes and forget about what we dreamt about.
10 minutes of silence as we just stare deeply. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah, that'd be good. Anywho, we're using a whole new setup today as we're in person, so if it sounds weird, if our voices fade in, fade out, we'll try our best in the edit to fix that, but...
It is nice to be in person, though. We've been talking about it for a while, and we're both in the same place now. So
yeah,
we can
it's
make
not
it
like
happen.
We've been living in the same state for 3 months, and just this is the first time we're getting around to it. We wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, never.
But yeah, it's been good. It's been crazy. I'm getting married in 3 weeks, so
yeah,
that's been the priority. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, and you mentioned that this will be kind of a start of a new season, right? We'd sort of break it down by, like, season one and a new season two.
Yeah, so this one will be, like, season two as cataloged. This first episode will be very similar to what we've done in the past, but starting with our next episode, which hopefully won't be 3 months from now, we're actually planning to have guests on. So we'll start probably with our significant others, depending on where we record, with my wife, and you with your significant other. Yeah, and then we're going to just reach out to friends and to listeners, if any of you have interesting dreams, and we'll just kind of talk to you guys about your dreams and pick it apart, because you guys know how our brains work at this point. We want to hear about you.
Yeah, and it should be a lot easier to get guests now that we're, like, doing it in person, or at least trying to when it's convenient to meet together for the podcast. So it should be, it should be really interesting to get some new people.
Yeah, it'll be really, 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 really good. I'm excited. But yeah, without further ado... Do you want to hop in and start on our dreams?
Yeah. Do you want to go first? You want me to? I'm good either way.
I can go first today.
Let's do it, yeah.
Awesome. So, I haven't been having a whole bunch of full dreams. I've been having a lot of fragmented dreams recently, where it's like, I can remember bits and moments, but not the full thing. Just
like
really fresh.
Like a collection of short stories in one night kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Illustrated Man. But
The Tales of Ba Sing Se kind of. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So this is the last, like, full dream that I have that we can dive into a little bit. I had it on January 30th, so it's been, like, 2 months. But yeah, I'll just hop in. It wasn't super long. So basically, my brothers and I, we were, like, investigating this haunted house, and we would go inside, and we would have roughly an hour before, like, this evil creature attacked us. And it kind of looked like a mix between a xenomorph, like, from Alien with Sigourney Weaver, and a... creature from A Quiet Place, right?
Oh,
so kind
cool.
of like that long distended limbs.
Yeah, sort of Stranger Things-y. And like,
kind of like a Demogorgon almost.
Okay.
That's a good word for it. So it would always like break through these defenses that we built. We'd have an hour and it would kill us. And then we'd reset outside of the haunted house, going in, having an hour, right? So it was like this Groundhog Day loop.
And it was pretty, like clockwork, like it was pretty consistent.
You
could expect it on the hour to show up.
Yeah, pretty much every single time. So we woke up outside the haunted house, realized we were in this time loop after, you know, the 5th, 10th time, whatever it was. So we kept on trying to defend it and just, you know, we'd set up these old, you know, wooden pallets as walls and, like, make these defenses, and it would come in and just, like, cut through them. And, you know, then kill us and reset us again. But every time I was learning a little bit more about the situation, you know, they'd be building defenses and I'd run and go read a book in the haunted house or talk to the spirits or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I learned that the creature used to be a monkey. Stay with me. It used to be a monkey named Ajax, and it had like, experiments done on it, right? So it was, like, a twisted, demented creature. So yeah, it became this creature after an experiment went wrong. So the next time we went in after it killed us, I didn't help build any defenses. I didn't do any of that. I just waited for it to show up and then said its name when it arrived. So I was like, you know, like, Ajax, stop. And so it stopped. It, like, spoke into my mind, like, telepathically. And it said its name reminds it of music. Right? Which is like, all right.
Okay.
Then it killed everybody else. and knocked me out. And when I woke up, I had a music note carved into my cheek. Yeah, I know, right? And so when I woke up, Ajax had made a deal that it would stay in half of the house, and humans or people could have the other half of the house. But, like, it had already killed my whole family, like, everybody I was with. So I was like, please kill me and, like, reset the loop. And it wouldn't. And then I woke up.
So, man, what a horrible ending
to the dream. Right? It's like, normally my dreams have, like, this fun resolution where it's like, yeah, like, I learned I could fly. Or, like, you know, there's always a twist. But this time it was literally just like, yeah.
So, you know that feeling where you're describing, like, waking up right as about the time where something cool was going to happen. Like,
yes.
Do you think that that's actually because your brain had something cooking and there was going to be an ending to the dream? Or do you think that feeling of it always escaping you is just part of it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like in this instance, there wasn't anything better coming. I feel like there was, like, it didn't feel like it was swelling up to some great moment. But I've definitely had dreams where it does feel like that.
Yeah, where I feel like if I had just stayed asleep a little bit longer, it would have ended perfect.
Exactly.
But I don't know if that's actually what would have happened or if my brain just feels that way.
Yeah.
Like it was woken up too early. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I like to think that there would be a good ending.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like, I'd like to think that my brain, as off the walls, disconnected as it is, has some sort of story planned out.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, because most of those kind of stories, like, I've seen Groundhog Day, I've seen that Happy Birthday one, what's it called?
Oh, Happy Death
Day. Happy Death Day, that one's kind of funny, too. And it's like, they always are able to somehow break the loop at some point, you know? Or, like, in computer programming, there's always some condition that will eventually, like, stop the loop from happening,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, if then.
Yeah, where, like, if it, if something occurs during the loop, then it will break it, and you can reset it. And so, I was hoping you would, I thought it was going to lead to that, too, and then...
Yeah, you'd think.
Your dream gave me, like, I went to an escape room not too long ago with my girlfriend, and it gave me, like, escape room vibes. Like, this monster was, like, chasing
like
you.
Closer,
but, like, yeah, and the fact that it was time-based made me think of that. Like in the escape room I went to, at least, it was, there's a clock on the wall, and it was themed, like, Egyptian mummies and tombs, and so we had to, like...
Figure it out before the mummy rose.
Yeah, and the clock's always there reminding you, and that's kind of how it felt.
Well, here's the question.
What you were describing.
Did you win?
There's two teams, and we beat the clock, I think, but we didn't beat the other team. We were hoping to beat, like, they were doing, like, an identical room in the opposite hallway or whatever, yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. But we solved the riddle or whatever, you know, it was fun.
No, escape rooms are great. But yeah, it was just, like, a wild dream where, I think it was almost more inspired by, like, The Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, that's another good loop movie.
Yeah,
yeah, I've
where
seen that
it's,
one.
Like, more action-based. There was, like, aliens in it.
Yeah.
Because at one point in the movie, he wants... Oh, let's see. Well, I don't remember exactly what happens, but he, like, loses the looping ability, right?
Right, yeah.
And so I was thinking it, like, might have been something like that, but I haven't watched that movie in years.
Yeah, and I think at the end it loops him to, like, earlier, like the beginning of his day instead of, like, where it normally looped to.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that one, too. But
it was pretty good, as far as I remember.
Yeah, that's...
Emily Blunt. Emily, she's in both of those loop... Well, Quiet Place is not a loop movie, but The Creature...
No,
like,
yeah.
From...
That's true.
A movie she's in as well.
Yeah, dang. Well... Sounds spooky, but I'm glad you woke up from it at least, and it didn't last forever.
Dude, wouldn't that be crazy if, like, not like we die, but, like, if you don't wake up from a dream, you just perpetually exist.
Yeah.
Right? It's, like, almost comatose, but, like, the longer you're in it, the realer it becomes.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah. Dang. Well, thank you for sharing. That was...
Thank you.
Wonderful monster dream.
What can I say? It's... My mind is an enigma.
Nice. Well, if you're ready, I'll roll into my dream.
Please.
Yeah, mine wasn't spooky, but it was, like, one of my favorite dreams I've had in a long time. Like, I think I texted you the day after, and I was like, bro.
I think you might have called me.
Yeah, I was like, we need to talk about this one.
Is this the Anne Frank one?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember too many details, so I'm excited to hear it again.
Yeah.
Like, you fully called me to tell me about this one, I think.
Yeah, I have notes, but honestly, I remember it vividly. Like, it was yesterday. So, it's me and my sister. We're in, like, probably the Bermuda Triangle or someplace, which will make sense later, but... We're on, like, a boating trip in someplace tropical.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm from Seattle, but the skies looked gray like that, but the land, there was like palm trees and it was warmer, so I'm guessing it was like Florida or something, but
just like a storm.
Just like happened to be a cloudy day, yeah. And so everything's kind of gray and overcast, but we're on this boat trip, we're like with a few friends, like I remember my buddy Jason was there, and maybe a few other people, but like, I don't remember the specifics of who they were, I just know there were friends there, and me and Ashley, right, me and my older sister. And somewhere along the way, we're on this boating trip, and there's, like, a series of islands kind of scattered around. And we go to different islands, like, one has, you know, coconut drinking spot, whatever. One has, like, ice cream place.
So just a whole bunch of vacation spots.
Yeah. And we were taking the boat and, like, water skiing or jet skiing or whatever, like, between the islands.
That's so sick.
And while we were breaking on one of these islands, we ran into Anne Frank, and we're like, wait, like... You're not dead? And she's like, nah, I've been chilling here, dude. And her English, like, her English was really good. She had a slight accent, but, like, she knew English perfect. And she was somehow our age. So, like, Ashley's, like, 30, and I'm, well, Ashley's probably, like, she's a bit older than that now, because I'm 28. So Anne Frank was maybe, like, 24, 25 in this dream. But she was, like, super chill. I remember her being, like, super welcoming and, like, inviting. She introduced us to, like, some of her friends. And then she's like, hey, later when you guys are done boating, you know, my grandma has a house on these islands. Why don't you come back and, like, we'll watch a movie together. Like, we've got a ton of sodas. And, like, we're like, dude, you're alive. Like, yeah. And you've been watching movies.
Yeah, I'm still in shock about
it. And, like,
this.
Drinking sodas. And she's like, yeah, I've just been hanging out, like, on these islands. And we're like, wow. And she's like, you know, the world really is a peaceful place if you, like, give it a chance. And we're like... Okay.
Like, that's the opposite.
And so we, like, just suspended all of our, like, belief, and we were just absorbed in this, like, world where Anne Frank was alive. And another weird thing, this might be offensive, I don't know, but, like, in the dream, she's black and white because the only photos I've seen of her are, like, black I haven't seen, like, colorized photos of her. And so, like, it didn't bother us that she was, like, no color to her.
Yeah,
just
she
like,
was like a grayscale
like,
print.
Like a 3D version of like how you look at the photos, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it was like somehow like totally normal. And so later, we go to this island and she's like, oh yeah, my grandma's out, but like she'll be totally cool with us hanging out. So she invites me and my sister and our friends, and there's maybe like five of us. There's in like, it's like a typical grandma house. There's like embroidery on the walls. There's like cats. Yeah. And then there's, like, a basement, like, a really old basement. We go down
under
there.
Under a trap door?
Like, just in the... Oh, jeez.
Like, I'm not sure how much of the dream is actually, like...
like, based in history? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that could have been... It did look like a European-style house. But there's a basement. We go down, and we're about to watch this movie. And then she's like, oh, yeah, there's a fridge full of sodas. We all grab a soda. And then, like, yeah, we wake up right before the movie starts.
Oh, bummer.
And so it's kind of like you were saying. That's why I was, like, surprised that you said that. Mm-hmm. Your dream sort of ended too early. So I'm like, maybe that's just a common theme in my dreams. Or maybe there was something going on. And, like, my alarm did wake me up that day. So I remember it was sort of interrupted in a way.
Uh-huh. Well, I was about to say, I think a lot of that has to do with, like, when we're woken up either by, you know, other people in the house or an alarm. Where when our brain doesn't reach, like, a natural conclusion and wake itself up, maybe it just doesn't have that time to, like, pull the threads together.
Yeah, the dream felt like, it's hard to explain, but there was this overwhelmingly positive feeling, like, if she were alive, she would have been a force for, like, good in the world. Like, I think I had the dream around the time of, which is probably why I dreamt this, it was around Martin Luther King Day, so it was back in January, and someone told me, like, they have the same birthday or something, or they were born, like, around the same time, or...
Yeah,
I saw,
I've heard that
they'd
be, like, roughly the same age.
Yeah, like, someone posted a thing on Facebook, and I remember reading it, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I didn't realize there was kind of a connection between them. Mm-hmm. And I just remember feeling like, yeah, like, the world... And me and Ashley felt like we need to, like, tell people that she's alive, but then, in a way, my sister was like, she lives on, even if people don't get to see her. And we're like, okay. And... It was just this, like, really cool feeling. It was sort of like, have you ever seen the movie Yesterday?
Oh, about the Beatles?
Yeah, so...
I've not, but I really want to.
Oh, dang. Well, I'm about... Can I spoil, like, a major plot point?
Well, because I'm pretty sure that John Lennon still does exist.
Okay,
right?
That's it. That's where I was going with this. All right, so spoilers. Be warned. We already said it, but at one part of the movie, the guy who bumped his head, who, like, remembers the Beatles music, he finds John Lennon, like, on this kind of like an island, or, like, he's at a boat, which is maybe... maybe part of the reason I dreamt this too.
Yeah, could be.
But yeah, and he just has this feeling like there's a scene in the movie where he's like, can I just like give you a hug? And he's like, sure, I think. And they like hug each other. And he's like, aren't you upset that like the world like didn't get to know your music or whatever? And he's mm-hmm. like, that's okay. Like the music still lives on like in you and the people who do remember it, you know? And, mm-hmm. and that's sort of how I felt with the Anne Frank thing. It's like, maybe she probably didn't even know that the world was going to like read her diaries and her mm-hmm. thoughts and stuff. But
I think if she had known, she wouldn't have written it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a little
like,
girl.
Yeah. And it's like so authentic and just like a lot of, especially like young people, I remember reading it in high school and just like relating to it. Like mm-hmm. it's a very human experience. And so I was like, man, I wonder if, yeah, like, what the world would be like if she was still alive. And it was just a cool dream. Like, I don't know how to explain it. She was super chill, too. Like, she loved, like, American things. Like,
mm-hmm.
like she had Coca-Cola and jeans and probably ate apple pies. Like, for some reason, she was in the U.S. in my dream. I don't know.
So you're in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, like.
In U.S.
at, like, some grandma's house on this, like, series of islands somewhere.
Dude, that sounds like a much better dream.
Well, I mean, we didn't have a monster chasing us, but yeah.
You had the monster that was humanity.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, it was such a cool dream. And then it's one of those dreams where like you wake up and you're like, man, I wish I could like talk to a famous person now. You know, I wish I could like meet a historical figure in real life. Like,
yeah. Well, if you, well, one, we should definitely reach out to some people. So
yeah.
Let us know who you would want us to talk to about their dreams.
Yes.
It's a long shot, but I'll email anybody.
Yeah, I've got a few friends that have mentioned they'd like to be on, so we've kind of fallen out of the loop. Lincoln and I have both been busy, but we're gonna stick to it this time, and we're going to get it done. And yeah, we'd love to hear from other people. And
absolutely.
I wonder if that's a common theme. Like if I think monsters is a common theme, like mm-hmm. you had, and if people seeing historical figures is a real dream. Because it almost felt like if you've ever read Dante's Inferno...
I got it for Christmas, but it's
yeah.
a few books down.
So there's these moments where he's like walking through hell or heaven or like a purgatory, mm-hmm. and he runs into like famous people from his time, like historical figures.
Yeah, like the Pope.
And he just treats them like, oh yeah, they're my buddy. You know, I was just walking around, and then like yeah, the Pope was there. Like Plato was there, or Socrates, or Aristotle, mm-hmm. or whoever.
Just hanging out,
and yeah, like you know, and he knew me, and that's how it felt with Anne Frank. I was like, oh yeah, like she knew us, like.
Yeah,
she was cool with us, and like
yeah,
we're just
exactly.
yeah, it was so weird. So I wonder if that's a common like, because it did feel very like Dante mm-hmm. kind of.
It probably is, and I don't know what the phenomenon behind.
Yeah,
it
but there probably
yeah,
is something to that.
Yeah, exactly. My question is, if you had stayed asleep longer, where do you think the dream would have gone, and where would you have wanted it to go, or are they the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't know where it would have gone. I think it was leading us up to us watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then us meeting her grandma when her grandma came back to the house and, like, playing games or something afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought would have been dope.
Nice.
And that, kind of the same thing. That's what
yeah.
I hope would have happened. And
what you think would have happened.
And what I hope would have happened is she would have been, like, super funny. Like, during a funny part of the movie, she'd,
mm-hmm.
like, quote some other movie or... Like, you know, you watch...
Quoting Thanos.
Yeah, like, you know when you watch a movie with a friend and, like... Sometimes you don't like to be interrupted during movies, but sometimes if it's that one guy or girl that's, like, really funny, you're like, oh, man, I'm glad I'm watching this with
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Like their reaction makes it so much better. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how it was going to be, I think. I don't know.
No, that would have been really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think... I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, do you think there's a greater significance to it being Anne Frank, or is it just... She was just a celebrity that was... Or not,
yeah.
I guess not a celebrity, but
I think,
a figure.
Yeah, I think the overall theme... It was just, like, make the world a better place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure it could have been her. I'm sure there's other historical figures that could have brought a similar feeling to, like, me and my sister. Still haven't told her about this, but maybe I'll let her listen to the podcast and be like, you were in my dream with Anne Frank,
we're
dude.
We're going to make you famous, Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, Anne knows us. But
besties.
Yeah, it was fun. Because, yeah, like you said, a lot of my dreams are, like, terror-based, or, like, I'm running from a monster.
I'm right there with you.
Or my teeth are falling out, or something mm-hmm. dumb, but
I haven't had that one.
It was nice to have, like, a positive dream every once in a while. I feel like the ones I report to you often are positive, because they're a bit more rare for me, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like they stand out a little bit more. Even if they weren't rarer, they're more important.
Or maybe not, they're all dark and depressing, but they're... Not all my dreams are positive. A lot of them are just neutral, or neutral weird... Neutral, chaotic, whatever that is in Dungeons and Dragons,
chaotic, neutral.
Chaotic, neutral, yeah. Yeah, most of mine are just, like, weird and
kind of inconsequential.
Yeah, but kind of... But the ones that are, like, emotionally charged are the ones I really remember for some reason.
Well, and I think those are the ones that are more worth talking
about. Yeah. So. Yeah, whether scary, good, happy, sad, like, whatever it is. Yeah,
wherever it lands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to have you listen to that dream. You're the first person I've told about it, so.
Well, I'm grateful that I was able to hear about it. I do remember you telling me about it the first time, but upon hearing it the second time, my only other question is... Was the rest of the dream in color?
Yes! Yes, so the world of the dream is in color. Except for, of course, the gray sky. Like, but she is black and white! I think her grandma would have been black and white, too, even though
Did
I never met her.
Did she look like paper, or was she just, like, ghostly pale?
She wasn't two-dimensional. Like, she had 3D.
Yeah, but did she look like she was, like, paper material, or was
kinda,
she...
Kinda, yeah. Like, kinda like that...
Like, if she was cut out and then made into a figure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know, too.
I like it.
And the fact that, like, our dreams can process real images and information, but not recognize that something's strange or out of place. Like, kind of like in Inception, where he's like, it's only when you wake up that you realize something was kind of wrong or off about it. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
But I'm glad we're getting back into it. We'll need to do some more dreams and maybe have, like, an episode that's, like, themed, or we can get a group of people on that talk about, like, a monster dream they had, or a whatever dream.
I would like that a lot.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
like,
really cool.
I don't know. I just, I think this has been really helpful for me, at least, to kind of remember my dreams and maybe try to find a meaning out of them, but sometimes it's just fun to just listen and talk about, even if there is no meaning to
it. Yeah, if we find meaning, great. If not, also great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have Madeline on the show and bring a whole bunch of other people on. I think it'll be great. So
it'll be really good. Well, I think... we're going to need to wrap up, but next week, let's commit to next week. Let's say it on air. Let's say it live.
Yes.
Even though this is recorded and we could easily edit this out. But
and because we totally have, 10 billion listeners, there's not even that many people on the earth. You know what I mean?
But you're counting the lizard people.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many people actually listen to this.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to disappoint them if we don't fulfill, so.
But yeah, let's definitely plan next week, and we'll grab our first guest.
Cool.
We'll have them on as well.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, Austin.
Yes.
Before we sign off, what's your song rec of the day?
All right, so... I'm actually going to see him in concert pretty soon.
Ooh.
But my boy Ben Rector dropped a new album. And he has a song called Sunday featuring, get this, Snoop Dogg.
I saw you post that on Instagram.
It's like I said, dude, it's the collaboration I didn't know I needed. So it's just kind of an upbeat Ben Rector song. I'm going to pull up a few of the choice lyrics that really stood out to me the most. So him and Snoop kind of like riff at the beginning, and then the first verse, it says, "You make me feel like I'm in all my best clothes, so good that I don't care that Chick-fil-A's closed. Like a slow motion cruise on the back roads and byways, windows down and avoiding the highways." And it's just basically he's comparing this girl person he's with to being like a sundae, like whether it's a good friend, or it's probably in his case about his wife or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's like, "You make me feel like a sundae." And for me too, Sunday is like one of my favorite days of the week. It's just relaxing. Yeah. I don't have to work. I can
just recharge.
Yeah. So I check it out. It's a great song.
No, that's awesome. Well, there you have it. Sunday by Ben Rector and Snoop Dogg.
/ Snoop Dogg. And at the end of the album, he's like, "I'd like to thank my mom, my wife, my producer, my daughter, this and I'd like to thank Snoop Dogg. I never thought I'd say that sentence before, but thank you." And then he's like, "And thanks for being cool about me editing out the part where you referenced like Blunt Day or something." He had like some reference to weed or smoking, and he's like, "Thanks for being cool about me editing out that and swear words or something." And like, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it.
So
awesome. Well, thank you, Austin.
Yeah.
And been a pleasure as always.
Always.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.